Tanya for the 18th of Kislev is in Kuntis Achran, page 324. The number at the bottom of the page is 632. You should rebuke your friend, even 100 times. And therefore, I can no longer contain myself, to refrain, and to remain silent, from crying out once again, with a voice betraying weakness. I plead with you, with great compassion, take pity on your own, on yourselves. Have pity on yourself. And be very careful for the Torah and for the Aveda of the heart, which is davening with Kavano, that the davening should begin with everyone together, saying word for word, and not to have one person at one point of the davening and another with another point of the davening. And one is silent altogether and the other one is talking. Idle talk, the ikir hasiba of the grama, ben ezikin, who mehayedim with mehateva, and the main cause that brings the damage are those who lead the davening, who go to the amud, who hefkel chol hareitel lishet raglov, it is abandoned, the position is abandoned, whoever wants to put out, stretch forth his foot, and race through the davening, or it could be because nobody wants. And therefore, the position is left for those who race through the davening. The ilo zeis, and therefore zeis ha'etza yuhutza, this is the advice, v'takono kvuo, and a permanent amendment, that it should be chayk v'le yavid et chas v'sholem, should be a law established that will not be violated again, the hainu, which is liv chera noshim kvuyim haru'iyim v'ze api ha'gero e b'zitzir ev ha'minyan, to choose a number of people who are fit to lead the davening, that they should be chosen either through lots or through votes, where the majority of the people choose them, the hainu shemispal and mila b'mila, and who are the people who are fit for the job? Those who daven word for word, b'dera hamitzua, in a moderate way, not too fast, not too slow, b'keil ram, with out loud, they daven out loud, v'loy ma'arichim yesem yidai v'loy mekatzim v'chetvim chas v'sholem, they don't daven longer than is necessary, and they also do not race through the davening. V'aleihem mutol cheva, and on them falls the responsibility laded l'fnei ateva kol echad v'yechad b'yeme asher yegi alei. Each one of them is obligated to lead the davening on the day that was appointed or set aside for them. V'leh if elov soviv samuch kol hamispa'olim b'keil k'tas ol koponim, and to gather round about himself, close to him, the others who also daven with some voice. In other words, not silently, but they daven somewhat out loud. They don't whisper and they don't rush. As is known and explained in the Takonis, in the rules that were made in ancient cities. And now I come to renew them, to strengthen them, to invigorate them, and they should never again be weakened, God forbid. In one of the manuscripts, the Alter Rebbe wrote, Gewald, Gewald, Ad Mosa Yiyezelonu L'Mekesh, how long will this be an obstacle for us? ולא די לנו בכל התכוכז והצרדי שעברו עלינו השם ישמרנו. And it is not enough, or have we not sufficient reproofs and troubles that have occurred, that have taken place, and may God protect us and console us doubly and purify our hearts that we should serve him be'emes. Chizku v'amtzu levavchem, strengthen yourselves in your hearts, kol amiyachalim la'ashem, all those who place their trust in God, gam ligmer kol hashas b'chol shana v'shana, to complete the shas, the gemara, every year, v'chol ir v'ir l'chalak ha'mesechtes al piyageil le'beratzein, and every city, the community should divide up the gemara, the mesechtes, again, either through lots, or by will, by agreement, v'ir sheyesh bo minyanim harbe yigmeru b'chol minyanim minyan. And the city that has many minyanim, each minyan, each congregation should divide the gemara, the entire shas, among themselves. The imez a minyan katan mehechil, and if there is a minyan, a congregation that is too small, there are too few members to be able to complete the entire gemara. Yitzarfu aleihem anoshim imez a minyan godel bebal yishune chag v'leyave. So they should add to themselves. They should join with a bigger minyan, but this should be performed without variation and not be violated. And every one of these who are studying, who take upon themselves a gemara, yigmer la'atzme, should complete for himself b'chol shavua, every week, hatam ye'ape shebetihilim kufyutes, the capital kufyutes of Tehillim, in which each letter appears 8 times at the beginning of a pasuk. 8 psukim begin with the letter aleph, 8 psukim with the letter beis, and so on. V'liyeis machmas chlishus hadeir, ein keyach b'chol echad ve'echad lehisanis kiroi lei, and also because of the weakness of the generation, physical weakness, one can't fast the number of fasts that are necessary or appropriate for him to fast in order to cleanse himself after tshuva from the sins. So the advice for this is, the Gemara says that whoever keeps Shabbos kehil chosei properly is forgiven for all his sins. Kehil chosei dafke, but it has to be kehil chosei lochein mutal al kol echad v'yechad liyez boki behilchus rabos v'shabbato. It is therefore obligatory on everyone to be familiar with all of the laws of Shabbos. Not only the laws themselves, but also those things that prevent or protect you from violating a law. You should also be careful not to indulge or engage in any idle chatter or any idle talk. Because it is known to those who study Kabbalah, in every mitzvah there is the inner and the outer. The external part of Shabbos is refraining from an actual deed, an act, a physical act that is prohibited. Just as God himself rested from creating the physical heaven and earth. So that's the external part of Shabbos. Pnimius HaShabbos, Hi HaKavona B'Tzvilas HaShabbos. The Kavona in the davening of Shabbos of the Talmud Torah, L'Dovka B'Hashem Echod, and in the study of Torah in order to cleave to God. K'mesha Kosuv, Shabbos L'Hashem Alikecho, V'Zuhi B'Chinah Zochit. That's the remembrance of Shabbos. Ubechinas shomer v'pnimius, and the guarding of the Shabbos in on a higher, deeper level of the pnimius, he hashvisa midiburim gashmiim. Guarding Shabbos means protecting the Shabbos from idle talk, from physical talk. Kamei sheshavas Hashem yudma mori shenivra behem shemayim varet gashmiim, just as God rested from the utterances from the Asada Maimonides with which the earth world was created. So the external is the actual creation, the deed. Corresponding to that, we refrain from the 39 labors. And corresponding to God's refraining from the words of creation, from the speech about creation, we refrain from talk about physical things. Ki ze l'uma ze. Because one parallels the other. The talk about physical things is the opposite, the antithesis of the davening and the learning that should be taking place on Shabbos. In the Hayem Yom, for the 18th of Kislev, the Rebbe writes that no tachnun is said at Mincha, and the Tzemach Tzedek writes that the love expressed in the statement, besides you, I want nothing, means that when one should desire nothing other than God himself, not even heaven or earth, meaning the higher Gan Eden or the lower Gan Eden, because those were created with a mere yud. Heavens were created with the yud of God's name. The love should be directed at God alone, to his very being and essence. This was actually expressed by my teacher, the Alter Rebbe, when he was in a state of dveikus, and he exclaimed as follows, I want nothing at all. Ich will gar nicht. Ich will nicht dein Gan Eden. Ich will nicht dein Elam Haba. Ich will nur dir allein. I want nothing at all. I don't want your Gan Eden. I don't want Elam Haba. I want only you. Gudyantis, may you be inscribed and sealed for a good year in the study of Hasidus and in the ways and practices of Hasidus.